Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We're talking with Gosia Piontek at the moment, and this is a really interesting interview we're about to do, talking about, well, organic clothing labels.
That's right. Welcome to the show, Gosia.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good.
What now, are you wearing?
What did I wear? I'm wearing
Koto. Of course. Now, Koto only uses 100% certified fair trade cotton.
So that's
right. That ensures cotton farmers receive a fair living wage and funding for their community. Now, you know, business is tough out there, and I know the fashion business is particularly tough. You know, in doing something as niche as this, and I know you send your garments and products all around the world with free worldwide shipping, how hard has it been to remain as pure to your beliefs of organic fair trade?
I've launched the company with that catchphrase that it's fair trade organic. So there was no way of me ever slipping off that. There was that was the ethos, and that always will become the ethos. It's part of our logo. It says fair trade organic clothing. So basically it means that we only have a very few selected people that we can work with around the world who follow the ethics that we believe in. So our entire production chain is fair trade monitored and certified, and our factory only uses organic cotton to make our clothing.
And where does the cotton actually come from?
It's from India. We use a factory in Kolkata, and now they're quite a special factory because they have 1,000 employees, and I spend quite a lot of time there. I've just come back from there 5 days ago. I spent 3 weeks at the factory, and it's a really nice place. You know, they have all the workers get paid holiday, paid sick pay. They get subsidised lunches. There's lovely manicured lawns for everyone to sit on. I mean, people are treated pretty well, I think, for somewhere like India, where it's easy to take advantage of people.
And how did you find that company, you know, to work with? And why there and perhaps not somewhere else in Asia?
Well, it took me a while, and I didn't mind which country we worked with. And I did a whole bunch of research on certified fair trade places. I felt like that label I could trust, and I understood it, the Fair Trade Labelling Organisation. The little flow label, it's everywhere, it's on all the coffee cups and everything. And finally, I got a response from this particular manufacturer. And the good thing about them is that they only work with organic fair trade yarn. And the other thing is that I was able to do my minimum runs with them, because a lot of the manufacturers, their runs are just huge. And when you're starting off, you can't cope with that.
But you're up against some really stiff competition when you look at, say, the big labels and things like that. How do you survive in a world where being a niche now is sort of, well, for some companies, a thing of the past?
We've just stayed true to ourselves. I think our cotton is really beautiful and our designs are really unique. We decided to eliminate a lot of the trims, synthetic trims, zips and buttons, and we've really pushed ourselves with our design, and we have fantastic marketing material and a really great website, and I think it's just all getting noticed. And I mean, I almost think people are just sick of the everyday and the, you know, and the mass manufacturing of everything.
So in terms of the business, how big is the international marketplace for you compared to New Zealand, where you're based?
I'd say about 25% of our business comes from Australia at the moment. And so, which is great. And then we're looking further afield this year. So I've actually got an exciting Skype call with a Berlin agent.
Oh, great.
And we're in negotiations with an agent in Sydney, and we've also got someone in the pipeline for Tokyo.
So what are the trends this season for men and women with your brand?
Okay, with our brand, I think we're really concentrating on pop colours. We've gone really bright this season, and I think it's going to hit off for us.
I know. It's great to see in the store, and it's great to see it online. So, listen, thanks so much for being on today's show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I can't wait to hear it.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.